This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today's discussion is commit or don't commit, get out of the middle, end quote. So the title is commit or don't commit. The concept with any business you're in, any endeavor you're in, the unfortunate reality of anything you want to get better at, for almost all of us, it means ultimately you've got to commit to doing it pretty fully. It's hard to get better at something part-time. You could make judgments. Okay, I want to get better in golf. I'm willing to commit 3 lessons a week versus 10, absolutely, or whatever the number is, and there's some marginal benefit for a certain point. In building a business, more importantly, you've got to commit pretty fully to your objectives if you want to be great at it. It's very hard to live in the spot where you're sort of committed, but you're also committed to a million other things. At some point, you have to decide whatever you want to do, if you want to be great at it, that you've got to commit pretty fully. And it's a fine balance, but all of us have seen multiple different points in our lives and our professions where we've decided, here's a tipping point that I'm committing fully enough that we're going to do this great and be quite successful. Short of that, it's very hard to achieve what you want to achieve. So at some point, you've got to commit. We have a separate podcast coming with this one called Engagement is a Secret Ingredient. And a lot of times, those two concepts, full commitment and engagement, go hand in hand. And we'll talk about that next. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast.